That could have been live, you know.
What?
That ooh, Chatterbox, do you know why?
No, why?
I love that.
Ooh, Chatterbox.
Oh,
yay!
Oh, she did it live.
It's it's retired podcaster. Does.
I am not retired officially. I have just been Yoko'd.
You guys never check your reviews on iTunes, do you?
No, we got reviews?
You should You should probably check on.
Oh shit. is it a good review or a bad review?
Oh, I just updated my previous review.
Oh. You're like, these bitches suck.
You better not.
I can't reveal.
I will have to check it.
Oh. So this is like a reunion of a really bad podcast we used to do.
Yeah, it was a little bad.
It was amazing.
It started out amazing.
It was like a social experiment.
Yes, and it did not go well. It devolved into like a terrible thing, and then it was bad. But you know. It's all right. We're all good.
I enjoyed almost every episode.
There's
one particular episode that I'm still going to therapy about. But...
oh, I think I know what one you're talking about.
Wait, which one was that?
No, we're not opening that can of worms.
Oh, my goodness. I kind of missed that one. You know, I mean, it was a way for me to to be my normal dirty self.
It was a vent for sure.
Exactly. Yes, it was definitely a vent. Yeah. But, you know, now I have to unleash that around the people in my life. So, because I don't have that podcast anymore.
I would say for people who are going to school to be like psychiatrists or psychologists or family therapists or something, they should probably listen to that.
Definitely. There is some crazy in that.
It'll be a good study, yeah.
There's also a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a lot of fun.
Like,
yeah.
the Christmas episode was pretty good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was amazing.
Oh, for those who don't know, that was Nonsense Cast. Do not seek it out. Do not go listen to it.
We should probably take it down.
This is not the podcast you're looking for.
Oh,
gosh.
Keep moving. but it's really lovely to have you here.
Oh, it's lovely to be here. I've been trying to get on this damn show for years, but you guys are so popular.
Well, we only really do an episode every 6 months now, so that's really the problem.
Which is good, because I actually don't have a lot of time to listen to podcasts anymore. I'm actually an episode behind with you guys, which sucks.
Well, that's too bad, because our last episode was our best episode ever.
What did we talk about? Oh, that's why you didn't get the rusty trombone joke at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. The good thing, too, is you don't have to listen to this episode. So
that's
a good point.
Now you're kind of, it kind of catches you up a little bit.
Yes, that helps. I'm going to finish the other episode. It's been crazy. I'm starting to listen to podcasts at work now, so that helps.
Yeah.
That's how I get most of my podcasts listened to, is that during work hours.
See, I used to, but the job I have now, I have to like think. I can't think and listen to a podcast at the same time.
Well, I kind of feel like it's just my friends in the background sometimes. Like, you know how whenever you were doing We Hope to Hear Again Soon, What's On with Steph and Dez, and I'll put in the group, you know, is anybody watching this show? And people will get upset with me and say, don't you listen to the show? And I'm like, well, it's just kind of my two friends are just kind of there chatting in the background while I'm doing my work. So I'm not necessarily focusing on the show, but I'm just enjoying your company. So I'm sorry.
Oh, that's awesome.
100% of my time, but I really just love having you guys in my ears, so I hope you do it again.
Oh,
we like being in your ears. It's nice and warm in there.
Especially with these new extra invasive Apple earbuds.
We should have invited Steph on, and we could have had a What's On reunion at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, man. That, too much.
Much greatness.
Yeah, because we got a Lost Girl reunion going on too.
If
oh, that's true.
You know, I forgot about that podcast that I did until the other day. I was talking about it.
Oh, if only we had a talk show to play.
Oh God, is there a talk show?
No, there's not actually. Spoiler alert: there is not one in the email box.
I am shocked. Actually, I would. You know, I was expecting one.
That would be nice. Anyway, for those of you that don't know, Des and I did a Lost Girl podcast together for season 2.
Yes, we did.
Don't seek it out. No, we had some great conversations.
Didn't you just trash the show all the time and get people mad at you?
Well, just one really snarky, bitchy guy. We don't worry about him because, no, we were not enjoying the show. It was unfortunate because season 1 was so good and season 2 was so poorly written that it was hard to find it.
I'm sorry, but I just read the review that Mike left for What's On, the update.
Okay, I can't ever see it without changing my iTunes. So
oh, yeah, you're in Canada. Well. You missed the joke then. Sorry, it doesn't translate.
It says apparently Des is having too much of the sex to podcast. It is true. Was this review helpful? Yes.
Yes.
Well, what about you guys were news and newsworthy? What was it? Noteworthy and newsworthy or whatever it is on iTunes front page. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were actually in the top 100 of comedy at one point.
Yeah, we were.
That was before every fucking comedian had a podcast, of course. But
yeah. Otherwise, you would have been number one.
Well, people were into porn and, you know, ridiculousness.
Well, and I did figure out one of the other things that kind of helped us is apparently there's another Mike David who is a radio host in Chicago, possibly.
And he does quality programs?
And he had a podcast, and I think we grabbed a bunch of that by accident.
Wow. Okay, my other question is, you referenced Michael David doing another show and that you had a fan come over from another show. What is the other show you do?
I can't talk about it.
You can't talk about it on this show if you're not going to tell the fans of our show what it is so they can check it out. Cross-podcasting, it's only fair.
I don't do that. I mentioned this show on that show, but I don't mention that show on this show.
It's not reality works, is it?
No. We're on a hiatus, too.
You're more proud of us than them? Is that what it is?
No.
Or you like them more than us and you don't care?
Yeah, pretty much that's it, yeah. No, Reality Works is also on a hiatus because I've just been way too busy. But I may
It's just because you don't love Jamie as much as you love us, right?
Well, there's that, too, yeah. Yeah. Plus, he's too busy buying sewing machines and listening to records and things like that.
What's up with that? Is he like selling them or
what? No, Connie collects sewing machines. The the like antique sewing machines.
Oh, cool.
And he collects records and such.
Mm-hmm.
So we've basically, heard. Jamie is a hoarder. That's what we
hoarder.
Yes. Maybe we could do a hoarders podcast.
We'll have to go and rescue him. But that would entail you actually having to watch Hoarders.
Yeah, I've never actually seen the show, I have to admit. I think I know enough about it to not have to ever see it, though.
That's terrible.
No, but yes, I do a Skyrim or an Elder Scrolls podcast, actually.
Oh.
It's actually semi-popular.
I knew about that. I don't listen because I don't play Skyrim or care about
exactly.
it at all.
That's why I don't mention it here, because it's not a big crossover.
Wait, what?
What? Yeah, Rob didn't even know. Yeah.
I would never would have guessed.
It's
really?
It's moderately popular. Actually.
Well, is that because you're the only Elder Scrolls podcast?
No, actually, surprisingly, there's quite a few. Surprisingly, there is quite a few.
Oh, Rob. Oh, whoa. And high five.
I'm not sure. It may actually be more popular than this show.
What?
Wow. That is blasphemous.
I'm just saying.
Actually, we have Rob from Media Junkyard.
Actually, I don't know that for certain because I have no idea what either numbers are, really. So it doesn't
and Michaela from Fatal Attraction. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I put out the shows regularly because it's just me.
Oh, really?
Not really that regularly, though, no. Cause...
That's extra sad, Mike.
I have people come on.
I'm just teasing.
Hey, look.
You nerd out any way you want.
I'm just saying.
Basement dwellers.
I'm fabulously popular in the community.
You know what? You know what? It's like when you have a podcast on a specific topic, it's much easier to find people interested in that topic find it. But it's like.
Definitely, definitely.
It's not like people are like, oh, I like chattering.
Yeah, exactly. No, that is true. If a specific topic is always much easier, like a specific television show or whatever it may be, you know, that's a much simpler route. But it kind of pigeonholes you, whereas this is just kind of more
this
fun.
We're just like, whatever, we're just going to have fun. We do this for us.
Yes.
Fuck everyone else. I don't mean that, everyone
that's
else.
That's it. Stop listening, everybody. We don't care about you.
Stop listening. Who said you could listen to this? God.
There are people listening to this? Oh, fuck. I'm so embarrassed. I thought you guys were just my friends. We were just hanging out on the phone.
Nope.
This is a podcast? I thought it was just...
Every once in a while, I just hit a record button and that's about it.
Nice.
Yeah, you used to do that to me, too.
Oh, no. I've never done that here. But I did used to do that there. I believe, you know what? I believe Chris Hardwick stole that idea from us.
Does he do that? I don't listen to him.
Haven't listened to him in a long time. But yeah, that's what the Nerdist does. They just start recording. And that's what we did. Yeah. And we did that years ago. So I think Chris Hardwick stole our idea.
That bastard. He should pay us.
Probably. That was copyrighted.
Those are the good old days.
You mean when Mike used to edit?
When I was popular.
When I used to edit. Well, I had to edit in the beginning because there were just things that could not get out. It was just terrible stuff said.
Yeah.
That never happened.
No, there was a lot of terrible stuff said.
Blocked it all out. Okay, we have a short period of time here that you've given us, Mike.
Yes.
So let's start.
Don't worry, we don't have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, that's true. We don't really have anything. I mean, we're having fun anyway, so who really cares?
Yeah,
that's
nothing happened in the past 3 weeks.
It's been pretty quiet, January, you know.
Okay, the Olympics have started. Does anybody care?
Did they? Started already?
Haven't done the opening ceremonies, but there was competition today.
Yeah, because you know how they start some of the competitions a little bit before.
I don't know anything about it.
I honestly don't care that much. I'll probably watch some of it, but it's not like a huge deal to me.
See, the thing is, I liked watching certain events, but like for just this year, I'm just not like, I don't really care.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it the same.
I don't know why.
There's been a lot of negative press around the Olympics already so far, so I think it kind of puts people off. And when you're talking about, you know, rounding up dogs and killing them and stuff, it's not really something you feel like you want to put too much energy and support into. But at the same time, our athletes are there, and so you think, well, you want to support our athletes.
Well, I generally like the Winter Olympics better than the summer anyway, but I don't know, just not super into it this time.
It would have been interesting, though, because if they had failed to get the venues ready, I mean, I know the hotels and stuff aren't ready.
But you know what? That's the same. They say, watch every Olympics, that's the same story right before the Olympics open, and then there's generally not an issue. If you look back to London, there was those stories all over the place. Oh, not ready, blah, 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 blah. There was no issue, so I don't know. I don't always buy that, so we'll see.
Well,
I mean,
it would have been interesting, though, because if they hadn't have gotten the venues ready, it would have gone back to the last host country, which would have been us, which would have been Vancouver.
Oh, yeah, and you guys had no snow because it was too warm.
And we also don't have any snow now, even though it's freezing freaking cold.
But at least they could make snow then. When it was in Vancouver, it was like 50 degrees on the mountain, wasn't it?
I think they did. They figured it out anyway. But I mean, even the Olympic Oval here—it's been made into a great big huge community rec center. So I don't know what ship those guys to Calgary. I guess I'm not sure. I wonder what they would do in that instance if the country really just wasn't ready to do it.
Really, just wouldn't happen. Really, realistically,
there's way too much money to be lost.
Well, they're just going to lose a lot of money anyway. It's not a money-making venture for whatever city gets involved in it. The city gets squashed financially by it, but
that's a whole nother story. It was really fun, though, you know, like, honestly, there were people, like, dancing in the streets of Vancouver. The young kids would get on the SkyTrain and go into Vancouver every night, and there'd be huge celebrations, and they'd blocked off huge sections of the street and put big TVs out and stuff. And in true Vancouver style, fighting started, and then they had to bring in the cops, and, you know. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, everybody had a great time. It was a big, huge celebration, and it was a great environment and energy in the city. So it would have been kind of cool to have it back here again. Better than those dog-killing Russians.
Yep. Dog-killing Russians.
Haven't you heard about this?
Yes.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyway. Why let your city get so overrun with stray dogs to begin with?
Because nobody lived there before that.
Oh. That's terrible. I guess that's true.
It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
I guess that's true.
Didn't they have – I mean, don't – I heard this from a third party. I don't know how true this is, but was there some kind of like agreement they had to make with them to like not like arrest gay people?
Yeah, kind of.
There's something along that lines where
yeah,
they
because they
really
very strict...
have a good tolerance for that over there.
Not
a good
tolerance
is a actually understatement.
The mayor of Sochi says there are no gay people in his city.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's you know. He's probably gay.
Yeah,
probably. Probably.
So yeah, it's not a lot of great press coming over there.
Yeah. No. That's a.
And they got toilets next to each other. And
that's weird, yeah.
That's so strange. Who exactly were those designed for?
People who want to high five while they're pooping? I don't know.
I love you so much, I just want to sit here and hold hands. It's for Colleen.
Oh, yeah, the toodaloo. Oh, yeah, I don't want... I need dividers. I don't want that.
Yeah, no, nobody wants that. I mean, even if you wanted it, I still wouldn't, and you'd be next to me. What choice do I have?
I don't like that American bathrooms have gotten rid of the divider between the urinals for cleaning purposes.
Oh, I hate that.
Like, dude, just put the dividers up and hose the place down. Like,
just yeah. Enjoy looking at each other's penis. It's okay.
I hate...
Well, it just gives you no buffer.
And they usually, like... When they do that, they'll like jut out, so you can't really get up that close to them.
Yeah.
So you end up standing pretty far away, and it's like you can't even help but look, because like you see other junk in your peripheral vision.
Yes.
You see peripheral junk.
Well, because you have to make sure you're hitting the right spot, so you got to look down.
Yeah, you have to look
extent.
Down so you don't you know hit the wall or something.
Yeah, you don't have any backsplash.
But then you get that peripheral junk, and it's like
you guys say this like it's a bad thing.
Well, you got to get those glasses that have, like, the little leather side things sewn into them from the 80s, you know? Like, for I think they're skiing ones.
The blinders on them.
The blinders on them, so you can't see. You can just look straight down at your own junk.
There's not that much distance. You could put blinders on. It's not going to help.
Or you could just look.
Yeah, they're only, like, a foot apart. It's not like they're that far apart.
It's not. Yeah, it gets uncomfortable. Much prefer the dividers.
Yes.
Yeah, girls do not have this problem.
No.
No, we don't.
No, that's true, but you guys have long lines.
Yes, we do.
Or dirty toilet seats.
Yes.
Because people like to pee on the toilet seat.
Yeah, see, we don't have to worry about that part, which is good.
What is up with that? What are you doing? Sit on the toilet.
They were probably hovering and they missed and they don't care.
Just wipe it off, people. Come on.
Meanwhile, a toilet seat is cleaner than a telephone. So.
Well, exactly. If you're that worried about it, carry some wipies in your purse and wipe the toilet seat off and then sit your ass down and stop peeing on the seat.
You're probably better off licking the toilet seat than you are licking your phone.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
Try it.
I don't,
let's try.
I don't,
we're not talking about it. No, we're not talking about that. Not no, don't do it. No, we're not talking about that. Oh. Oh, Michael.
No, but scientifically speaking,
yes,
it's probably cleaner.
Well, it was like those experiments that they did on Mythbusters with
Does it matter where in the bathroom you leave your toothbrush? Does it depend how many, you know, poop leaks flecks you get on your toothbrush?
Yeah, because you have the poop aerosol that comes out of the toilet if you don't close the lid.
Poop aerosol.
Yep. Watch Mythbusters. It's science, kids. It's not gross because it's science.
And urine is sterile when it comes out, so it's not like, you know.
Just if you leave it laying around.
Unless you have some kind of infection or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Des is way more up on these diseases than I am. So.
This is like a nonsense cast episode right now.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so I don't even want to move on to talking about movies because this is too much fun.
Speaking of urine.
Movie.
Is that your segue? You're going to go with that, really?
I don't know. Speaking of...
Okay, so I mentioned last episode I was getting a tattoo, and I got it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Speaking of nerdy video game things, let's talk about Rob's tattoo.
Yeah, your tattoo's amazing.
Wait, all right, so wait. Let's rewind a second and about people making fun of me for doing a podcast about...
No, we don't care about that. We're talking about Rob's awesome
tattoo. And now we'll compare it to...
No.
A Zelda tattoo.
Are nerdy. Tattoos are awesome.
Tattoos are awesome.
I actually bowl with a guy who also has a Zelda tattoo, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do, actually. He has the sword or something on his leg. I don't know.
It's not as all cool right. as Rob's tattoo.
Some kind of sword thing. Yeah.
I have the Hyrulean shield and the Master Sword.
Oh.
On my shoulder. Yeah, the Master Sword.
I will say yours is nicer than his.
Yeah. It is pretty cool, I gotta say. And you know what I love about it too? I really like, I like the things where like they look cool, and you don't, even if you don't know what it is, it looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no idea that it's from, you know, a video game series, but if you do know what it is, like, you're gonna be like, oh man, that's so cool. So that's what I don't like those like really blatant things.
Wow, that's, you know, pretty impressive there, Rob. Isn't it on your Facebook.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't know what it was. I just knew that it was a really cool looking shield.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've always enjoyed, like, I love the colors and everything. And, you know, I've been playing the series since I was, you know, a little kid. So I've grown up with it. It's been a part of me. I love it. And it's just a really cool design as well. So I was stoked about it. And the good thing too is that, so the place I went to has a fairly long wait list. I think I had like a two, three month like ahead of time. I booked it like a couple months before. So I always said to myself, well, if I still want it in the 2 months, you know, that I know that I really want it. So,
right.
Cause there's nothing worse than like just spontaneously getting one. And then be like, well, maybe I didn't really want that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Gives you time to like think about it more. Yeah, I'm super happy with it, and I love it. It's still a little itchy. Cool. It's a little itchy. It's like at the last phase of healing.
Oh yeah, the itchy phase.
Yeah.
Ew.
Just gotta lube it up. Keep it.
And wear a shirt to bed.
Now you're talking Dez's language. There you are.
You gotta lube up your sword.
Speaking of lube, I don't know where to go from.
Speaking.
Any of those movies have to do with lube?
No. Speaking
Steve
of art.
Steve Handjob, maybe? No.
Steve Handjob. Wow, way to speak ill of the dead.
What? What's gonna happen?
Speaking of New York. Cutie and the Boxer is set in New York. Actually, it is. So Cutie and the Boxer is a documentary I watched on Netflix. I will read you the little synopsis of it from Rotten Tomatoes. Once a rising star in the 70s New York art scene, 80-year-old boxing painter Ushio Shinohara is prepping for his latest show. Hoping to reinvigorate his career, his wife and de facto assistant, Noriko, seeks her own recognition through her cutie illustrations, which depict their chaotic 40-year marriage. Cutie and the Boxer captures two lives united by a by a dedication to art making for, I gotta lean closer because I can't read that far away, for touching
methods. Because you're old.
Mediation on the eternal themes of love and sacrifice. It was actually fantastic. It was, I loved every second of this. It has a 95 on Rotten Tomatoes, for those who are wondering.
Is it in the theater? Where is it?
It's on Netflix. It's just basically, I look into their lives. She moved here in the 60s when she was young, and he was about 20 years older than her and was kind of already a semi-established like fringe artist. And she kind of looked up to him, and you know, and how the roles have kind of flipped a little bit now. And it's just a great, like, clean documentary, you know. And by clean, I mean like nothing set up or nothing feels phony in it, you know what I mean? And it's just these two people and their lives. It was really, really good. And if you like docs, I would definitely check it out.
Cool.
Or if you like art or just different things, that would be worthwhile also.
If you like things, you might like.
Yeah.
I don't like things. Forget it.
It's an interesting story, and it's they're very like engaging to watch.
No, I don't like things.
No, you're Canadian.
Now what am I going to do?
You're Canadian. You don't like anything.
That's right. It's probably not in my region anyway.
Probably not. You'll get it in 10 years.
I found a way to hack into your iTunes or into your Netflix anyway. So suck in, America. I got your Netflix.
Lucky you.
Uh-huh.
I didn't mean my Netflix anytime.
Thank you. You're better sweet. Okay, I watched a show. It was a show that was called...
Steve Handjobs.
No, that's terrible. Steve Jobs, One Last Thing. And it was a documentary, and it was about, well, Steve Jobs.
Which one was this? Was it a doc? I don't think I've seen
The Woz was in it, and it was... I don't know. How do you explain this one different than any other ones? Let's talk about Steve Jobs.
Oh, okay.
The whole like history of the Daily.
Sounds good.
It was. And you know, it was really funny because I never knew the man personally.
No?
Never met him. Not even in passing. But his passing, it was very emotional for me. I felt very sad about his passing. And so watching the movie again, it made me cry. Because you realize how... I mean, I realized it before because I'm not like dumb and ignorant, or I don't get my head stuck in a sand.
Sorry, I was coughing.
That, you know, he changed the world in a lot of different ways for a lot of different people, and you know, the world won't ever be the same again. The way we communicate with each other because of the products that he put in our hands, you know. And I just was really moved by it. So you should watch it too. So there. That's all I have to say. It's a documentary. It's about Steve Jobs. Watch it.
So what is that next thing?
I don't know.
So, it's just something I read today. So Kate from Lost.
Oh, okay. I know what this is now.
I know her name, but I still like calling her Kate.
Kate.
So, and I'll continue to call her Kate. So Kate is reportedly going to be the female lead in the Ant-Man movie.
Is she going to play the Wasp?
Well, I don't know. This is the thing. This is the odd thing because so the Wasp, who is Janet Van something in the comics, is actually a love interest of Hank Pym, who's actually being played by Michael Douglas. Obviously, she's not going to be Michael Douglas's love interest.
Oh, God, I hope not. That would be disgusting.
It'll be as bad as Clara and the new doctor.
Do you kiss love?
Oh, that's going to be kind of weird.
I'm not doing it.
But my prediction is that she will be... They seem to be taking liberties, and I think they're going to change... Some things. So I think either she's going to be a different version of Janet, or she's going to be another character. But I do think she's going to be the Wasp. I think she's going to be Wasp, which I'm fine with. I don't care. You know, she'll be Paul Rudd's, you know, love interest, I'm sure. But I'd rather have her as a different version of Wasp than not have her at all. So that's my prediction. And I'm really glad Kate has been in doing good and getting some good film roles lately.
She has been, yeah.
So, thanks. Yeah. I like seeing more Kate.
Can't be bad.
Yeah, and I'm excited for Ant-Man because I think it's good. It's an Edgar Wright movie, so I'm a good big fan of his. So I think it'll be cool.
Sounds good. When does Ant-Man come out? Is that
2015? 2015. Okay. Yeah, so July, like
summer of 15.
Yeah, it's like July 15, and then we still don't know the second. There is gonna be another Marvel movie next year, but we don't know what it is yet. So, fun stuff.
Sounds good.
Good stuff. So enthused. Everyone's like so.
I'm pumped for Ant-Man and Kate.
Ant-Man.
Or Aunt Kate, as it is in the doc.
Aunt Kate.
I was like, is this an anime? Did
it's
I miss
gonna
this?
Like, Charles in charge, Kate in charge of our day.
Speaking of Ant-Man.
So it's one kind of ant.
Let's talk about Joshua Whedon's mediocre show, Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It is so mediocre. Oh my God.
Hold on. Can I just say this? Okay.
I haven't seen it in a long time, so I'm being unfair.
Okay, so I swear to God, it's honestly, the past few episodes have been getting exponentially better.
No, it's true.
Every episode, I care less. No. It's
no, you care more every episode.
Apparently, I'm wrong about my opinion.
You can't have an opinion.
You know, I'm only still watching the show because Gavin's watching it with me, and he wants to keep watching it. Otherwise, I would have quit watching it like before it went on Christmas break. It is boring.
So the episode before that, the only thing that annoys me is that they had a gap between this past episode and the one before it, and now because of the Olympics, even though they're not on the same network, but because of the Olympics, the next S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't on until next month.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, so that sucks. But the last episode, meaning not the most recent, but the one before it, the pacing on it was so much better, and they kind of did, like, they had their side, you know, story of the week thing going on, and then actual big story going on at the same time, which I really thought was really what they should have been doing the whole way through. It's just not like just actually moving forward with their story. There seems an actual like villain or enemy is forming, like an antagonist is forming in the show. We find out that the dude, Michael's his name, right? The dude is
Gunn.
Gunn. Yeah, so yeah. We found out he's being he's going to be Deathlok,
yeah,
which is pretty cool. They've announced an upcoming cameo from Lady Sif from Thor, which is going to be pretty cool. Stan Lee just appeared in the episode too, which is
nice. It was really terrible.
It was an awful cameo, but still, it was Stan Lee. But it's Stan Lee.
That's what he does.
It was an awful cameo.
The typical Stan Lee cameo.
It was worst out of all of them.
You know, I'm really being sold. I think I'm gonna go back and watch the show.
No, honestly, though, it's really, really starting to get good. I really high hopes for it now. I think they finally realized what they were doing wrong, and they're starting to fix it. Sky. Something is with. Oh my God! I don't even want to ruin it for Mike.
Oh no! I'm never. Don't worry. I'm never gonna watch.
You're never gonna watch it.
Okay. It's too many episodes. Honestly, it's just, the big reason is the amount of episodes. I'm not gonna watch it.
Yeah, this last episode was pretty cool. The at a cool like train thing, and kind of kept going back in time, not really in time, but like kept going back to different perspectives.
Yeah.
And then you find out about Deathlok, which is really cool. And then they freaking shoot. Oh, what's that guy's name? It's great. It really shows how much I like the show, and I never remember characters' names. But the that bad dude, I'm blanking on his name now. He was in Battlestar Galactica. That's what I know from. Anyway, he freaking shoots Sky twice.
Yeah.
I want her to die.
She's not going to die.
Of course not.
Because we know that she is a she has something special about her, and
yeah,
which is why S.H.I.E.L.D. has been protecting her since she was a child. And they kept teasing I'm blanking at everything. That code, what's the code number that they keep referring things to?
Some with a U and an 8, I think.
An 084.
Oh, you 812?
Yeah, that's it. So the 084 is like their code for like
unknown origin.
So like, you know, when Thor's hammer was found, that was in 084, and we previously find out that Sky is in 084 was in 084 when she was younger. So and now they're moving forward, and they keep teasing it. So you know there's something about her that's different. So I think, and I hope that, you know, since she was shot pretty damn bad, that something's gonna show, or there's gonna be either she has powers or something. But I mean, she's not gonna die. But I freaking like, you know what? They're making the show more about you know, superheroes and comics and stuff like that. So it's instead of just being like, you know, a show about agents that just happens to be set in a world of Marvel, like it actually feels Marvel now. So that's what I think was missing before.
But you kind of think that with Sky, she's so uninteresting that if they don't do something soon, they're going to have lost too many people for it to really matter?
Yes.
Well, that's very uninteresting. That's why I think it's good that they're doing this, because now she's getting interesting.
It might be too little too late.
Yeah, I know. Hope it's not too little too late.
I don't think so. I mean, they still have a lot of episodes left. So, I don't know. I think I'm getting more interested in it again. I was almost ready to call it quits too, but I really think it's gotten way better.
And don't you feel like you kind of got to watch stuff like this out of loyalty for numbers, because at least that way they'll make more?
Well, no, because it doesn't matter that we watch it or not. But
yes, that's true.
Yeah,
or not,
but
the kind of houses they count.
Yeah, unless you have, I mean, I don't have a Nielsen box, but
I don't even think we have a Nielsen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's starting to become what I wanted it to be. So I want to watch it because I'm a fan of Marvel, and I want to see what else is in the universe, you know? So it's kind of like, I wanted to hang on to it just because I want to know what's going on. Nothing was going on at first, but, you know, now it seems like there's, you know, there's some important stuff. Deathlok is not a super popular, well-known villain, but it's something that's not, you know, obviously he's not going to end up in the movies, but it's something fairly well-known in the universe. So it's more relevant to Marvel, and that's what I think it needed.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it keeps in that direction.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Okay. Did we lose somebody?
No.
Okay, I thought I heard a hang-up sound.
No, I think that was a message
sound. Oh, that was the thing I said. Okay, so I accidentally skipped the Super Bowl ad thing. Because it was out of line with the rest of everything else.
No, that's fine. It doesn't have to be in any order. But and really, it all sucked anyway.
I didn't really see any.
The only one that didn't suck was the David Beckham commercial. Come on now.
Oh, God.
I didn't see that one. I like obviously the Budweiser one with the Labrador puppy and the horse.
Oh no, that one was cute. It was
such
good.
A dork. Show me a puppy.
What's funny too is that so did you guys see the Oikos commercial with John Stamos and the rest of Full House?
No, I never saw that either.
Oh, you didn't see that one?
I don't really watch the commercials. I avoid commercials.
We don't get them here. I go and watch them online.
Yeah, I avoid them all year, so I feel I should just keep avoiding them.
I avoid them all year, except for Super Bowl. And then I get annoyed because I can't fast forward through them because everybody else in the house wants to watch them.
Yeah. Well, fun fact regarding that. So Kalk and I used to work. We were media buyers, and that's where we first hashed of Media Junker, like the idea of Media Junker. But we both originally worked on the Danon account. So we would, yes. So what's funny to me is that they were always super fucking cheap. So it shocked me when I saw that they had a Super Bowl commercial, because that would have never happened.
Things must have gotten better financially.
I guess so.
All those years of cheapness paid off.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess their Greek yogurt's doing well.
Maybe they've been saving up all of these years for that ad.
Could be.
Skimping on you guys for all, like, and ripping people off all these years for that one Super Bowl. Yeah. Isn't that how it works? Okay. So was there any other standout commercials that anybody saw?
No. Mm-mm. I don't really remember any.
The Cheerio commercial. That was cute.
Yeah. That controversy over the Coca-Cola commercial. Oh, you guys hear about that?
Yeah, people are.
Can I just say, like, I really can't fucking believe people.
Oh, I can. I have no faith in humanity.
But, like, oh my God. So, like, people were like, okay, because they had the song, was America the Beautiful, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Song different.
Which was, of course, written by a lesbian.
Okay.
Cool. Probably a Canadian lesbian.
Hmm? No, she was from, I believe, Massachusetts.
But so because they had people singing it in different languages, people were freaking out, getting angry, and using the hashtag fuck Coke.
Yeah, well, look, let's be for real. The Native Americans spoke English, so obviously...
Yeah.
Americans speak American.
And obviously, when people came over from Europe, they all just spoke English right away when they got here. The Italians, the Portuguese, they all, Germans, they all, the Dutch, they all spoke English when they landed on the shores and just spoke English. That's just how it worked.
Yeah.
It was a magical time back then.
Too, Mike, is that they were tweeting things like, how dare you let them sing our national anthem in foreign languages?
Goodness.
America the Beautiful, your national anthem. Like, people were tweeting.
Well, other than it not being the national anthem, but
do you realize the United States is consisted of many, many different races?
No, it's only Southern white guys.
Don't actually have an official language. America is a melting. Yeah, America is a melting pot of people. So
stop oppressing the royal white people, Rob.
So how dare you let they as in who? Other Americans?
No, other Americans don't count.
It depends on how good their English are and what color they are and whether you approve of them or not and what their sexual orientation is. I mean, there's just so many different frameworks we can put on each other, right?
Yes, and the only reason I mentioned that it was a lesbian who wrote the lyrics for that is because of all the people who were tweeting that were probably not aware of that and probably hate lesbians.
No, they probably would
just
hate
as much.
That too.
Yeah,
they'd
exactly.
Probably be like, how dare you play our national not anthem written by a lesbian? How dare you let her, a lesbian, write it? She needs to find God. That's probably what they would say.
Well, no, it wouldn't be that coherent.
So it's just great. Oh, it's great to know we have such heartwarming people here that are so accepting of others.
Well, I'm actually appreciative of Twitter that we can actually see all the idiocy now.
Really? Because I find it scary and disgusting.
No, actually. I don't. I mean, look, there's always a percentage of idiots in the world throughout history.
Yeah, but they have such a loud voice. They have
No, no, it's always more dangerous when you don't know where they are.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's scary to see it, but at the same time, I'd rather be aware of it than, like, not.
Exactly.
Well, the same thing happens here. I mean, you go in the Yahoo Canada.
Every country, It's every country. I mean, it's not just here. It's every country.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely.
It has their own nationalistic type people who run around doing things
and
like that.
And it's terrible because you think, you know, don't you care? Like, all these people who were bitching about Justin Bieber and how he was drunk driving. Well, maybe if he sniffed the barmaid's apron, he was drunk because... the kid had almost no alcohol in his system. Anyway, I'm not going to start justifying what he's doing. Anyway, that's his own.
Bieber story. Lover.
Whatever. Actually, it's not that I'm a Bieber lover. It's that I'm a fact lover.
Oh, you're a believer. I'm sorry.
Because you're 30 Canadian.
That's right. It's that I like the facts. So I like that first. Well, I like them in this instance. Most of the time, as you know, I don't know
Look,
them.
Facts get in the way of a good story. Just like the Super Bowl story of... Oh, everybody was passing out at the Secaucus station when there are zero reports of anybody passing out at the Secaucus station. Sure.
But the big thing you'll find is that I was saying, you know, you're the same people who, if they put him in jail and he wasn't guilty, you'd be yelling about pissing away taxpayer money. So why don't you just get the facts and shut up and read the story first? Because the biggest thing now, my biggest irritation, are people who read the headlines and then comment. And their ignorance is overflowing.
Yeah, but you know what? That's no different than before. It's just people used to write letters to the editors in the past, and now more people can do it.
But I think that it was much more difficult and much more time-consuming for the person doing it to do that.
Yeah, but people are no less dumb.
But now it's too easy and too simple, you know. And there's been this weird societal shift in the way people think. It's just been very interesting.
No, I don't think there's been a shift in the way people think. I just think you're actually seeing it.
But we used to be a society of people that wanted to succeed.
No, wrong. Society is always...
I was raised to think, you know, like, do your best and get and succeed and set a goal and get your house and get your car and right.
Well, that's but it's always been the same. People have always been the same. There's always been backbiting. There's always been the underbelly of people. It's just you would only hear about it locally. Now you hear about it internationally.
Yeah, and it's so scary.
That's scary. It's just reality.
About anything. It's just terrifying.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking that question about, has anyone ever thought about unplugging? And if you guys want to join our group, there are interesting conversations that we have in the group that, you know, you guys can necessarily get to hear.
I'm unplugging, so I can't join the group.
Yeah. You know, because you sometimes think it gets to be a little bit overwhelming sometimes. So, you know, I just don't read the comments anymore.
Well, I mean, you have to look at comments for what they are. I mean, first of all, 75% of them are probably trolling just for...
Oh, yeah, of course.
The fun of trolling. And, you know, the 25% who are serious, you know... 75% of that 20%, 25% are probably crazy.
Yeah.
So
but does creating all that noise have any effect at all on the actual outcome of the story or the event or the...
No.
You know, no.
Well, is it any worse than, you know, lone voices in the past having huge effect? You know, I mean, newspapers drove us drove the U.S. into the Spanish-American War through yellow journalism.
Yeah.
I mean... Was that better because there was no voices other than those voices? Yeah. At least you have, it's just noise. It's like anything else.
It's just interesting to watch it and to see it so in your face now. You know, it's just, you never, like you say, you never saw that. And I was always one to read the local paper and the letter to the editor and the comments and that, because it was always interesting to see what kind of nut jobs were out there.
Yes, it's mostly crazy people. Yeah.
Can I just say, like, so like, along the same lines, like, you know, you read any article online and anything with a comment section, there is always people arguing.
Oh, it immediately goes crazy. Yeah.
On anything, any topic.
It doesn't matter.
Any topic at all. And there will be some kind of argument. Like I think I was reading something about tech and then somehow there was like an argument that started about religion. And it's like, how did we even get here? Because it's everywhere. Like, that's literally like why I never really was a part of like message boards or like I don't comment on anything because there's no point.
You have to look around and see. There's some sites you can comment on. There's some that are just pure for trolling. There's some, the comment sections are for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, pretty much. But I have to say, though, that like our Facebook group for Chatterbox and even for Media Junkyard, like, it is, like, it couldn't be more opposite. Like, the people on there are just, like, the coolest people ever. And, like, there's no one fights and no one argues. Like, if, you know, it's all playful, if anything.
Yep. Yeah, well, totally.
But, like, I just, you know, after noticing how much, you know, hate and fighting there is on most of the internet, it's just, it's really nice. Like, it feels like a sanctuary. And I'm really thankful for the group that we have on there.
That's cool.
You know?
Nice. Yeah, I agree. I agree. And it's a nice way to keep in contact, you know. And, oh, speaking of that, because it's a Facebook thing, have you been doing your little Facebook movies?
Yeah,
your
it was all right.
Facts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought they were fun.
Yeah.
I loved mine. Mine was awesome.
Yeah, it was okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they're automatically generated, so they're going to be hit or miss, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a random, like, in mine, like, it was mostly good, and then there's, like, a random picture of a baby. I don't really know who.
Some baby picture.
But it wasn't mine. I'm not sure who it is.
It's your baby, Rob. I hate you. Just, you know how Rob, that's baby. Facebook telling you. It just hate to tell you, that's the announcement. That's your baby from Comic-Con 2 years ago.
Three. Remember? 3 years ago.
It's like, I wasn't at Comic-Con 2 years ago. That's not the point.
That's not the point.
That's your baby.
Oh.
Surprise. From your friends at Facebook.
Well, now that we've solved all the world's problems.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. We went off track. See, you wonder how message boards get into conversations about God and stuff, Rob? Well, you just experienced that firsthand on the Chatterbox. Except not about God. We just totally rambled off. It takes one person with ADD. That's all it takes.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to start calling Mikhail the human message board.
God. I am excited to talk about the finale of The Sleepy Hollow.
The Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, I'm putting the in front of everything now because I'm told to drive you crazy. Okay, Sleepy Hollow was really good. I love this show so much.
Cool.
I love it too, but I didn't think the finale was that great, except at the end.
What is going to happen?
I'm glad that, I don't care if you're spoiling me, but I didn't get to watch the last, I didn't watch the last two. But I like the show and it's well done, but for some reason, like maybe it's just towards the end. Did anyone feel like it started dragging a little bit?
Yes. Yes, okay. I did.
That's why I haven't been like, oh man, I have to keep watching. But you know, if it ends on a cooler note, you know, I'll make sure to get through it. But
yeah, it did. It ended on a really cool note, but you had to sit through an hour and a half of the finale to get to that cool note.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was a bit drawn out. That's true. I don't think it needed to be 2 hours. That's for sure.
No.
I was
really
surprised it was 2 hours. And I did, I will admit, I did take me a couple of goes to get through it because I got distracted, as I do, which tells you that it, you know, wasn't all right. But it's very, it's very interesting. I enjoyed it.
Cool.
And I'm excited to see what happens next.
Yeah, I am
too. I do. I am glad that it was not like a 22 episode season.
Yes.
So, and I really wish more network shows would do that.
Yes.
Too long.
I agree.
Yeah. Ooh, after watching Sherlock, I completely agree.
That might be a little too short.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we didn't put that on here. We'll talk about that too at some point.
I don't know if I've seen the last episode.
Oh,
because I'm not sure how I'm getting it.
Well, there was three.
I don't know if I know I've seen the wedding.
Okay, there's another one after that.
Okay, I don't think I've seen it.
This is one show that I've been meaning to watch for so long. And everyone keeps telling me to watch it, and I am going to.
Yeah.
I haven't watched.
Oh, you haven't watched Sherlock?
Oh, I know. That's what everyone says. I know. Fantastic. I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to do it.
Come on, man. Wow. What are you waiting for?
No.
Huh? Well, what are you waiting for?
I will say, we'll talk about it real quick. We don't have to spoil anything or anything like that. But in general, I enjoyed these three episodes. I liked that the first two were more about the characters and kind of giving you a feel of them, and then at the third one was about the mystery. I'm not sure I loved the end of the third one. I thought it was a little got a little silly at some point.
Yeah.
Got a little Moffitt.
Yeah.
So yeah, there were some things I didn't love, but for the most part, I enjoyed all three episodes.
I did too. There wasn't, like, the first two seasons, they had that middle episode that wasn't quite as good as the first and third, but I didn't feel like the season was like that.
No, and the wedding was real fun and interesting because they went over a bunch of different mysteries.
I loved that. I loved that they went over a bunch of different, you know, mysteries in that one episode. It was very fun. Almost like a little clip show.
Yeah. Except of things you never saw before.
Right. I also liked in that first episode when everyone was trying to figure out how they did it, and then that one fangirl. And I was like, yes, I've been waiting for this for three seasons. And Moriarty and Sherlock almost kissed. That was awesome. That was amazing. Best thing in the series ever.
Yeah, those first two were great because they really gave you a feel for everybody who's on the show now. Which kind of helped build up to that third one. I just wish it was the third one was a little better at the end.
I agree with you.
I thought the whole, probably the first, what are they, 90 minutes? So probably the first 80 minutes were terrific. And then it was like, a little hokey. One thing. Like, if they had ended before the last 5 minutes with the ultimate event, for those of you who have not watched it, when Sherlock does his thing.
Yeah.
If they ended there, I would have been much happier.
Yeah. Well, I was excited, though, about that very, very end.
Yeah, I did like that.
Because I was really hoping that would happen.
Yeah, I think, him. So is Moriarty coming back or no?
God, I hope so. Because I love him so much.
So that'll be interesting. And they're, what, talking 2 more years before the next?
Oh, jeez.
Set of three.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I mean, at least it's better done than Doctor Who these days.
Yeah, it is.
Poor Doctor Who.
Yeah, fuck that show.
Are you over it completely?
I am so over it. Just about over it, but, you know.
I don't think you can.
I gotta keep watching it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's only a few episodes here and there. It's not, you know, it's not a big commitment.
Thank goodness.
It's something you can watch with the fam.
I like the new outfit.
Oh, yeah, his outfit. I'm not sure.
I don't like the pleat on the front of the pants. Really.
Well, okay.
Nobody has any pleat on the front of their pants.
Kayla hates pleated pants.
Pleated pants are for nobody. Don't wear them. Don't encourage them to keep making them.
I'm not a fan of pleated pants.
Not men.
Did you guys see the Photoshop of, like, they Photoshop, like, a magician's hat? And, like,
oh, yeah.
Levitating.
The thing is, like, you know what though? Because it does have that magician vibe. Yep. So like maybe that'll be like his thing. Like maybe he's like obsessed with magicians or something.
He's magically delicious.
He's got to be completely different than the last two though.
Yeah. I think it'd be really fun if he was like obsessed with like magic tricks. That'd be pretty fun.
I don't think he's.
I'm going to reattach your brain.
I wonder if he's going to be the more of a stoic doctor.
I don't know.
Be more of the straight man rather than the one who.
I want him to be really silly.
I don't think he's going.
I don't think he's going to be silly.
No, I don't think he will either.
I think he looks really quite pale and uncomfortable in the pictures from the set.
Well, I think he's supposed to look uncomfortable at that point, right?
Mm.
If it's early on, I mean, he's just finding his bearings. That would make sense.
Okay, maybe. Because these were actually, I thought they were supposed to be pictures of the two actors meeting. And not of the two characters meeting.
Oh, I don't know. Well, wouldn't they have met already?
I don't know.
I mean, because they were all around for the 50th.
Yeah, I guess that's... No, Clara. Was Clara in the 50th?
Yeah.
Clara. Oh, yeah, of course she was.
Of course she was.
Clara. Yeah. That's a mouthful.
Well, speaking of shows that probably won't be on the air for very long, Almost Human.
Hey.
Well, it's getting canceled.
It is not.
Well, the ratings are terrible.
He's just making it up.
No, according to the cancellation bear, It is not long for this world.
Anecdotes are not fact, Mike.
What?
Anecdotes are not
fact. The cancellation bear is fact.
Mm-mm. That bear knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Oh. Awesome. No.
I like
it. That's a shame because I think it's a really well-known show. I just think that science fiction stuff is just, it's really hard to find an audience on network television.
Yeah.
Or for some reason, Nielsen families don't like science fiction.
I'm going to become one of these Nelson families.
I've done it before, but not the box. They send you like a little diary, and for a week you write down every show you watch and what time you watch it, and you know if you watch something that you recorded. It was kind of cool. I did it like three or four times.
I did that years and years ago, like 20 years ago, because I was watching Star Trek Next Generation.
Wow.
Like and they, every night. It was
they send you a dollar for your troubles?
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly right. That's awesome. Must have been the same marketing company.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay, tell me if this doesn't seem like a bit of a marketing scam to you, okay? At the pet store where I go, they had a bin of clearance dog toys, but it was $1.69 for these clearance dog toys. And here was the twist: if you buy one, they will give it to a homeless dog. I was like, "What the fuck?" So you're trying to guilt me into buying your crap that you didn't sell?
What are they gonna do? Throw it under an overpass?
I mean, yeah, would it be better to give them food?
Yeah, or shelter.
Look, you bought poorly. That's not my fault. Don't guilt me with the homeless dog bit.
That's like buying a homeless person a beer, you know?
Like, isn't that the weirdest thing? It's like, well, we bought poorly and we need to get rid of these. So how can we guilt people into buying them?
Wow.
Like, I thought it was like, buy one for $1.50 and you get one and we'll give one to like a shelter animal.
Yeah,
but
that's what they should do.
Yeah, no, that
not try to
that
sell one. Them. They should give one for every normal non-shitty dog toy that you buy.
And then you go through their garbage in the back, and it's full of all the dog toys that they were supposed to donate.
Oh God.
I don't know if that didn't happen, but I'm just saying it could. Yeah.
Well, I like Almost Human.
I do too.
I stopped watching after like two episodes.
I think it's good. I think it's cute. And I really like Dorian. He's such a cutie sweetie. And this last episode was really good. John Larroquette was in it.
Yeah, he was. What I thought was actually really interesting too is that they tease this idea of you find out that there's some kind of wall and that you don't really want to go beyond this wall.
Yes.
So that's kind of something new that you didn't know before, and
yeah, that was
you
really
still don't cool. know. Yeah, so I'm really intrigued. I want to know what's behind this wall.
It's the Badlands.
Yeah, I mean, is it some kind of like is the show going to become some kind of apocalyptic, you know, future?
I think it's probably for people who decided they wanted to live outside of the law, so they went outside the city.
Yeah, could be.
Interesting.
That'd be very cool. So and then the show could go there too. So that's makes it very interesting.
And John Larroquette has enough goods to build himself an army of robots, killer robots.
Do you know if he's supposed to be like a regular or is he just in that one episode? Because he could be a great villain.
Yeah, I assume he's going to be back after the way they ended it.
Hope so.
That would be good. Unless, of course, it's canceled. And then boo.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry to break the news.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, eh?
Well, that would be disappointing anyway.
Yeah. Okay, American Horror Story.
Did everybody... Who finished Coven?
I did.
Horror Story, Coven.
Coven.
Yes. Coven.
Coven.
How did it end? How was it?
It was pretty good.
I got three left.
Okay. I was a little disappointed in who the Supreme was.
They just killed Nana.
Nana?
That's where I'm at, or Nanny, or whatever the hell her name was.
Nan?
Nan.
Nana. Nana. Like you're thinking of a dog from Peter Pan.
I was thinking, what old lady did they kill?
They just grandma. Killed the Nana.
They just killed the Nana.
I just thought, like, at the like I enjoyed it, but at the end, it started getting, like, everything just started getting crazy. And just things were happening very quickly. And, like, nobody dies on the show.
No, well, everybody comes back, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Not
everybody. Finally, people actually do die. Like, but it took them a while. But, and that, I love that they brought Stevie Nicks in.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a fun show. And I think I mentioned this before, but just the fact that they know it's only going to be this many episodes and this story is done. You know, it's a really a great way to tell a story, you know, and it's, then they could just move on to something else. So it's an enjoyable season, and I really look forward to seeing what they do next season.
Yeah, I don't think they've given a hint yet what next one's going to be, right?
A little bit.
They said it was going to be in the 50s.
Oh, yeah, did they?
Yeah, they did mention 50s, and I think there was some rumor of it being related to, like, a carnival or circus or something like that.
Oh, that would be good.
Which would be awesome.
Because carnies are definitely creepy.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah. Totally.
Like freak show. If it's like a group of traveling freak show or something. Or...
Ugh,
this is going to hate that.
Creepy.
That would be good. Creepy.
No amputees.
Oh, please, no.
Yikes.
Is anybody else watching True Detective?
Was there an episode this week?
There's been three episodes total.
Yeah, there wasn't one this week. I'm trying to look on when the next one's coming on.
I believe this
week. The last
week.
One I saw, they were at the bar. And the girlfriend was there.
Oh, the country bar. Yeah, that was the last one.
Okay.
And at the very end was right when they're talking about the shootout. And that's where it cuts off.
Yeah. Oh, right. And you see the guy.
With the gas mask on and underwear and...
Yeah, I really like the show, and like it's like just because the characters are so well written and so well acted. It's not like an exciting show, but it's just really interesting.
And they draw you in. I mean,
they really do draw you in.
Woody Harrelson and what's his name?
Yeah, I find it a little. Then
McKaylee wants some action. But,
somebody shoot somebody already.
She's Canadian.
Well, they said something about a gunfight, so. Think you'll get your wish.
Well, there was a bit of action with the boyfriend beating up and that stuff. So
yeah,
a little bit.
There was some action.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, can I say? And I really don't want to come off as like a pig or anything, but
you're gonna.
Hey, dare you?
Can I just say, oh my god, to his. Woody Harrelson's little flip on the side.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
I don't think that makes you a pig. I think you're supposed to
know. I'm just saying. She's got very great assets. A good asset to the show.
Oh.
Nice.
So what do you like do you, I think Woody Harrelson did something bad, and that's why. Obviously, there's two cops who were interviewing them and think something's up somewhere. I think it would be too easy for it to be Matthew McConaughey because he's crazy looking. And
I don't think that they did it. But didn't they say that there was a new murder that matched.
That's what they're investigating. I think they think one of them did that one.
Oh, I don't think so.
I never got that impression. I think
definitely happened between the two men. I thought they
got the wrong guy. And that the
they keep hinting at it that because even each character, I forget their character names, but. Each of them kind of hinted that they're looking for something. They're there not just to recap the old files because they lost them in the hurricane or whatever. But, you know, almost hitting it like they were, each one thought they were looking at the other one.
Mm. Could be, I mean, maybe. It's possible because they aren't being interviewed together, so.
Well, separately.
They're, no, I'm saying they aren't. They aren't.
Oh, yeah, aren't. Yeah, separate. Yeah.
So it's. Yeah, it's interesting. You don't know the whole story, you know. I love the kind of like the two, you know, different time mm-hmm. periods.
And I like how it goes back and forth between each person's view of what happened and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get always the, you know, and it transitions so well between them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Can't get over McConaughey's like transformation. It's just,
oh my God! Between the from the past to the present is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And they're filming either the same shooting at the same time. So I give props to
that's crazy to the
make, you know.
Oh yeah.
I'm assuming it's makeup.
It's got to be, that's obviously.
The most likely thing of what they're doing. But yeah, I mean, it's just they're doing really good with the makeup and stuff.
He's such an amazing actor. They do the younger scenes in the morning and then he goes for lunch and he's so committed to his craft. Then they do the older scenes.
Yeah, maybe.
Every day.
Yeah, I think Woody Harrelson did something bad because he's got a little bit of a temper.
Yeah. Well, clearly Steve's not. He's not an innocent guy, so.
Oh, no, definitely not. But that, I'm definitely enjoying that a lot. It's like it draws you in.
Really good.
Now, Beta's finished up, a show that we've enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I really thought it ended well.
What is Betas? I've never heard of it. Is it like the sequel to Alphas?
No, it's on Amazon. It's basically like a dramedy of a tech startup. I would say more comedy than dramedy.
Yeah.
It's not traditional comedy, but you know.
It's different. It's not really like much of anything else out there.
Is it on TV or Amazon?
It's on Amazon Prime.
No, I don't have Amazon, but I have Netflix now. Ooh, snap!
Ooh. Yeah, but it's a really good show. It's about a startup company in San Francisco, and it's very. I said this last time, like it's very real feeling, mm-hmm. and genuine feeling. And I like the characters a lot. The characters are very likable, and you know the story is good, and it's relevant, and you know. It was really good. Did you like the finale, Mike?
I did. I liked it a lot.
Like
how they left it open for a second season, but if they don't get it, you know, I thought it ended well enough, even if they don't get it.
I agree. I hope it does come back, though, because
I do, too.
Enjoyed it.
I would say it has kind of like a Terriers ending.
Oh, I like that.
Where, you know, where they could have gone on again, but...
They didn't need to.
You know. Right. So it leaves it open enough where they can, but if they don't, you can... You don't feel like you're left hanging or anything like that.
That's true.
But
I'd like to.
Yeah, so it was only 11 episodes, but it was I enjoyed it a lot. Better than most comedies for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't really watch comedies.
No, me either.
TV shows. I used to watch like New Girl and I liked it. I just got off of that, but like this is different because it's a comedy, but it is and it isn't, you know.
Yeah,
it's got aspects of a you know a drama, but it's not.
Yeah, it's a nice balance between the two.
Yeah,
definitely a nice balance between the two. Is anybody watching Intelligence, or is that just lingering?
Nope. You mean Chuck 2?
Yes.
Electric Boogaloo.
All right, so I watched everybody's least favorite show in history.
Why?
First of all, I enjoyed the first two. I just didn't get a chance to watch. Season 3 was fantastic.
Really?
I really enjoyed it.
You say that about every show we stopped watching.
Well, first of all, I really... Holder is a fantastic character.
He's the only good thing on that show.
Yeah, he was more of the focus of this one. Mm. One of the other characters that kind of comes in on this season is a girl named Bullet, and she is fantastic. Lyndon is Lyndon. Remember the bald guy from Some Kind of Wonderful? Remember when, what was his name? What's that redhead guy? Remember Some Kind of Wonderful?
No.
Where Eric Stoltz was in it? And he
You always play such a mean dude.
There was a bald guy in there who was like a bad kid in detention. Anyway, he was like the main detective. I like him. So there was a lot of good people in it. I thought the story was good. The end was a little meh. It was all right. I thought it was a good twist, and then it got to the very end, and it was like, eh. But
did
I
they
guess
find the killer, or are they gonna stretch it?
Oh yeah, no, no. They it was one. It was one complete story.
Oh good.
Had some had some nice twists though at the end, I have to say. But
I watched the first two, and then the three started airing, and I'm just like, I just don't have time.
Yeah, I had the same thing. I just didn't have time to watch it when it was on. But I would say it's worth it. I watched
you
it.
You think
in like
it's
2
worth
days.
Worth watching?
Yeah, if you like, you know, if you like Holder, I would say it's worth watching because
I do like Holder / RoboCop.
He's definitely RoboCop. That's right. He's definitely more of the focus, especially in the beginning parts of the season.
Yeah, that's better.
So it that definitely makes a big difference. There's a lot less Lyndon. Because second season, you get a lot. There was that one whole episode where it was just Lyndon, right? Talking to her damn shrink or some shit. Yeah, that was boring. But yeah, Holder's always good because he's got good range. It's interesting, you know. So I recommend it. But if obviously if you hate it, the show, don't watch it. But I enjoyed it. And I'm interested to see what they do for that final fourth season that's going to be on Netflix.
Oh my god, they're doing fourth season two?
Yes, it's going to be the final one. They're doing, I believe, 6 episodes.
The twist is that they're never canceling this damn show.
Maybe I'll watch. Thanks. I mean,
it's only like 11 episodes, so you can get through
it
pretty quick.
I know, yeah, I know. That's the thing. But it's good. I couldn't bet because there's so many shows I want to watch. And I was like, well, maybe no one's been. I said to myself, no one's been talking about the show, so maybe I could just not bother with it. But now that I have your recommendation, now I want to go and finish it.
Yeah, I would say if you enjoy the first few episodes, keep going. If not, then just bail on it, you know.
Has anyone here, I think the answer is no, but has anyone watched Falling Skies and or watched the third season?
I love Falling Skies, and yes, I'm completely caught up. This last season was great.
Really?
Yes. It gets better as it goes. It really does.
And I did like it, but that's another one where, like, when the third one came on, I was like, no one's talking about this show, so, like, it can't, you know. So it makes me wonder, is it actually any good? Is it worth wasting my time on?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's.
Oh, God damn it. Stop giving me shows to watch,
people. Hey, stop being so easy to sway. It was a really good season. Like, they had the single best episode of the whole show towards the end of the season. Okay. It was amazing. I love that show. It's one of my favorite shows. It's what, like, I love summertime watching Falling Skies. That and Rookie Blue. Falling Skies.
How many seasons, what are they on that show?
It's going to be season 4 this year, I think. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
After 2 seasons, I stop keeping track of how many seasons there are in a show.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we at least agree that? Is Revolution still on? That's a good question.
Yeah, it's still on. Wow. It's not great. It's never great.
Was it ever?
No, but it's even.
I don't know that ever was.
Now, okay.
Okay. It's, cool. So
the quality has gone down.
Wow, the quality's gone down.
Yes.
Holy
How
Christ.
Is that possible?
You would not think it was, but this season, really not great.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, and this cool. is for me, forgive anything, you know?
Okay, and I have one more. Has anyone watched The Following?
I knew that's what you're going to say.
It sucks this season.
Okay, it sucked cool. last season.
You mean it continues to suck, is what you mean.
It continues to suck the season. Yes.
They really freaking brought the guy back?
Yes! So retarded!
What the hell? What is this, American Horror Story Coven? Jeez.
Oh, God. Wait, they killed off Joe and brought him back?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
They killed him off in the finale of last season, and they brought him back.
How
he wasn't dead. It was like his brother or something.
Oh,
dead.
Jesus.
Oh, what?
Yes.
That's called the twin brother act?
He's a triplet. He's a triplet, just in case.
That show is so poorly written. They don't even try, I don't think.
It is terrible. It is so boring that my boyfriend makes me watch it, so I Pinterest while I'm watching it.
They have these great, well, at least one terrific actor. Well, actually, I would say the guy who played Joe is a really good actor, too.
John Ashmore? Yeah. He's so the best one.
They have two guys, and they just completely waste them with horrific writing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not good.
And none of the, the only people who are back this season is Ryan Hardy, whatever Sean Ashmore's character's name, Joe Carroll, of course, and then the girl, what was her name, Carol's, the one who kidnapped his kid.
Oh, she's still there?
Yeah. Those four are, the only ones, and everybody else is different. Like, all the FBI people are different, and...
half of them are followers.
Probably. Oh, my God. Yeah. Right away, there was this very predictable, this girl who was caught up in a subway, stabbing, and you knew right away she was one of them. Of course she was one of them.
It's too convenient. They can make anyone they want a follower.
Yes. Yes.
It's just too convenient of a device.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm trying to weed out the show.
So don't watch that one.
Cool. So I'm going to weed out The Following and Revolution. Cool.
Right. But watch Falling Skies.
Okay. And The Killing. Got you. Yeah, I need to stop because I try to consume way too much media and I don't have the time for it. I have this thing where I just need to experience everything. Everything.
Yeah, and there's so much on now. You don't want to waste time on crappy stuff.
As bad as some shows are, I feel like we're in a really good spot right now. I think there are a lot of really good quality shows on. So I think there's a lot of good stuff. Too much good stuff.
Yeah, there is.
Spoiled for choice. Totally spoiled. Yeah. By the time you figure out what you want to watch on Netflix, you want to watch on demand, or you want to watch, your TV watching time's all done. I think it's time to go to bed. I haven't picked anything. Maybe next time.
Oh, well.
All right. Do you want me to do Will's feedback real quick before we do?
If you do Will's, and then Rob, do you want to read Matt's in the group?
Sure.
I could just put it in the document if you like.
That would be fantastic.
Fantastic. Okay, here comes Will. Will from snowy Portland.
Oh. Hello, Chatterbox. This is Will. It's the day before the Super Bowl, and Michaela asked me if I would call in and give feedback about Portland Comic Con, which took place last weekend. It was the second year that the event's taking place. I had a great time. It was a lot bigger than last year and had a lot more stuff going on. My only complaint was that they didn't do a good job of informing us about all the stuff that was going on. The website didn't have any information about panels, and so I didn't know there were any panels going on. I thought it was just the exhibition floor and celebrity autographs and photo ops, but there were panels going on. I would hear about them later after the fact. I don't know if they were mentioned in the pamphlet that I saw some people with, but I never got a pamphlet. I had a 3-day pass. Maybe you had to be a VIP to get one of those. But other than that, it was a lot of fun, a lot of cool costumes, a lot of cool celebrities like Shatner, Bruce Campbell, Robert Englund was there. Of course, Norman Reedus was there. And a lot of cool people. I got to meet Summer Glau, have my picture taken with her. And the thing about her is that you had to have your picture taken with your own camera at her booth. And her fiance was the one that took the picture, and he had this weird look on his face. So immediately I'm thinking, oh man, I'm going to hate this picture. It's going to end up being blurry and I'm going to be disappointed forever and ever. But then he said, I don't know if it's me or if it's a camera, but this is a great picture. And when he handed it back to me, I had closed the viewer on my camera, and Summer said, oh, I want to see it. So I opened it up and showed it to her, and she was impressed by the picture. It's on my Facebook page. But yeah, other than Summer Glau, I got to meet Bruce Campbell and get his autograph, and I also got to meet William Shatner on the last day. So I've met three members of Firefly and two of the Star Trek captains just within the past year. So yeah, get a chance to go to a Wizard World Comic Con. Go, and I'll talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Awesome. Thank you, Will. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Yeah, I saw some of his pictures from Portland Comic Con. They were cool.
Yeah, no kidding. The Summer Glow picture was good. Very good.
Yeah, he was dressed like Freddy Krueger.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that picture.
Well, thank you for sending in feedback, Will. We have a little bit more feedback from Matt. Rob, you want to?
We do, yeah. This is from Matt Loves TV. And I apologize because I cannot possibly reproduce the sweet, sultry sounds of Matt, but I will try my best. Okay, so this is his feedback. Last week, I was going to try to do his voice, but I'm not going to do it. I can't. It's too good. So last week, I finished the story of film and Odyssey on Netflix Instant. It's a 15-part documentary about the history of film throughout the world, surveying the various movements in the world of movies from the early days through just a few years ago. The most recent movie featured is Inception. It covers a lot of the obligatory classics of many genres, while also goes deep into deep cuts and offers a glimpse into worlds of cinema I admit to having blind spots for, like Bollywood and African cinema. Although it can be dry at times and it still misses stuff, it's definitely worth checking out if you're into movies and want to learn more about them. So, yeah, if you're into movie, check out Story of Film in Odyssey.
Thanks, Matt.
Netflix. Awesome. That sounds cool. That's a lot of parts. What?
15.
15.
Not quite 22. You can do it.
Not quite. Yeah. Still shorter than most network shows. So.
Yes. I've sworn off all shows that go beyond 15 episodes at this point.
You know what? I'm enjoying the crazy ones. I'm really enjoying the crazy ones. I don't know why.
What?
But I am. I am. I know you would hate that I am,
but I am.
Hate me all you want. And I'm also really enjoying American Idol this year, too.
I didn't watch last year.
Why is that show still on?
I don't know.
The judges this year are quite good.
Yeah, well, that has been the problem recently is the judges were pretty terrible. So if they
who
were
is
better.
It? Who's on there now?
Harry Connick Jr.
Keith Urban. J-Lo?
And J-Lo. And it's hilarious because, of course, everyone knows who J-Lo is. And when they walk in the room, they always tell her how beautiful she is. And then, of course, the country people all get excited about, what's his face?
Keith Urban.
That's how much I care about country music. Sorry. And Harry Connick Jr. just sits at the end of the table and he says, he's always cracking wise. He's very funny. And one girl said, my mom loves you so much. So they do this little skit like with him always standing around with a sign that says, who dat? Oh, who dat? Who dat guy? So it's quite cute and very funny. And it's funny that they kind of laugh about it. And he picks on Keith all the time. All the time. It's quite
funny. I think Renee's watching it, so I may get see bits and pieces of it once it gets to the performance ones, I guess.
Well, the auditions were quite funny because of those two boys, the way they were having a great time. And so, like, you know, they'd audition for each other when they were in between contestants or when J-Lo was taking too long to get there.
Well, that'll make the show better anyway because it was hard to watch some of the people who have been on there recently.
And the talent, again, is really, really good this year. So
well, that helps, too. If you have bad talent, then it's not worth it at all. Too many.
I wish they'd stop doing group night, like a group.
Oh, that's terrible. That's like a bad Brady Bunch sing along.
I hate it. It's awful. It's painful. Anyway, you know what time it is, don't you?
Oh, snap.
Time for me.
It's 10:37 p.m. on the East Coast.
It's 9:37 Central Time. Since has the best time? What?
7:37. Look at how many more hours I have in my evening than you guys. Suckers!
Lucky you.
You guys are in the past.
Okay. It's called Michaela's Got Questions for Desiree.
Yeah, Desiree's got answers for Michaela.
Excellent. Okay. What is your favorite TV show current and of all time?
Oh, my God. You're killing me here. I know the questions. I still don't have answers prepared. I don't know what my favorite TV show current. I like so many. It's like choosing which child is my favorite, you know, of all time. I think I'm going to pick V, not the one that they just did, but the one back in the day.
The original. That's,
yeah, I love that show. It's not, I mean, it's a miniseries, and then, well, then they had the series, but the series sucked. But I count it as a TV show.
Yeah. Okay. And nothing you're really enjoying right now that we haven't
I'm enjoying
about.
Too much, you know? I love Falling Skies, and, you know, I love, shit, I don't even know what I love right now because I'm so not on TV right now. So
The Walking Dead's back on next weekend.
Yes, I love hate that show.
Uh-oh.
The Americans. Oh yes, I love The Americans. Thank you. That's a great show. Nice. That's coming back soon. So,
okay. Which superhero would you be?
Like,
you can make your own up.
Oh, I'm not good at making things up. I would be Dark Phoenix because she's awesome. She's my favorite ever, and she's bad. Like me.
What did you want to be when you grow up? Yeah, like me. What are you going to be when you grow up, Des?
I'm never going to grow up. But when I was a kid, astronaut. I used to want to be a paleontologist.
Nice. Have you talked to Illyrio about that? Well, you're just, are you done school now?
Yeah, well, for now. I have my bachelor's. I will go back for a master's eventually.
Holy
crap. In a few years.
You'll be so much smarter than all the rest of us poops.
Yeah, I still won't be that smart.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, my God. There are so many awesome superpowers. That's like choosing which child is my favorite. I would like the ability to like control people's in my mind and make them do things.
Well, bad, I see. Yeah. What is your pet peeve?
Oh my God, I have so many.
That's why I asked you this.
People who use apostrophe S, like businesses who use apostrophe S when they mean plural in signs and stuff, that's a big pet peeve. And anybody who drives any way that annoys me, which is most people. So I have lots of pet peeves.
Insert Michael's obligatory Florida crack here.
Yeah.
Everybody, nobody in Florida can drive.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Do you play an instrument?
Does the Skip Slip does not count? I was just gonna ask you if the Skip Slip counted. Then that would be a no.
Do
I'm
you
very
play the rusty trombone?
I have not played that, but but I could pick it up. I'm sure.
Okay. This is way too serious of a question now. Fuck that one. Okay. The last question then is, what is your favorite swear word?
Oh, usually motherfucker.
That's a good one.
All the time. Motherfucker. I also love cunt, but motherfucker is the one I go to.
So you like to be subtle in your swearing. I see.
Yeah, because you know. Really love cunt. I love cunt.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
And Mike, just get like a snippet of that. And...
Sound that's going to be in our opening every week.
Like, you guys
say, ooh, Chatterbox would be fucking cunt.
If you ever listen to Nonsense Cast, you might know if that's true or not.
Well, thank you very much for answering Michaela's good questions.
Well, thank you for asking.
For whatever the fuck we feel like talking about here. And now here's your hosts, Mike, and Des.
Wow. Blast from the past.
Blast from the past. Holy shit.
Yo,
it's been like 2 years?
The last one I saw was in March of 2012.
Did you find Desiree's theme song?
But I believe the final episode was all silence.
Yeah. Oh my God. We should do a reunion show. Shit. Oh my God.
You know what always annoyed me is the stupid echo you put on the intro.
And how it went back and forth between the headphones.
Yeah, it was like stereo echo.
That was awesome.
Oh my God. Would annoy you from the start of the show to the end.
That's right. That was our job, to annoy our listeners.
I still loved every minute of it.
That might be exaggerated.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just every being second nice. Minute of it.
Like yeah. Like the first half of the podcast, you know.
5 minutes of each show of it. All right. I'm going to tell you where you can find us this time. Oh, Des, would you like to pimp yourself out? Where can people find you?
Yeah, I would.
She's retired.
When I'm not having the sex, which I usually am, I'm doing What's On with Steph and Des. And you can find
You're
that.
Doing?
On, I'm doing it hard. And you can find that at whatsonwithstephandes.blogspot.com.
What's On with Steph and Des?
There you go.
I don't have that song handy. If I did, I would play it.
Oh, your theme song. All right. Well, you can find us at chatter at chatterboxpodcast.com. You should send us feedback like our friend Will did. Or you can find us at chatterboxpodcast.com. Or you can find us on Facebook. Join our group because we have lots of fun there. We have conversations and you could join those. You can find me on the Twitter. I'm at August95.
Rob MJ. No, Rob.
Oh my God. Rob's going back to 2012, too.
Holy crap. I'm Rob MJ. What the fuck am I? Rob Venger.
Yeah. I'm El Robinero. I'm the Robin Bot. I'm Rob
Mike
Chris
D. in Boston.
I miss those guys.
Do you want to give out your Twitter? You don't, do you?
How can you miss Robin? He's everywhere.
I miss Media Junkyard Robin.
Oh, okay. That's a different Robin.
Yeah. Especially El Robinero. Oh, my gosh. That was some good Robin. No, I don't want to give out my Twitter. If you guys want to be my Twitter friend, then ask one of these guys. And if they think you're cool, then you can be my Twitter friend.
We are the gatekeepers of cool. You That's probably right. didn't know that. Well, it's been a real pleasure having you here, Des. Thank you so much for joining us. And please do it again soon.
I would love that. I had a great time. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Should we give a shout out to Tim?
No.
Yes.
He's on the waiting list.
I'm just glad I got here first. Ha ha, fuck you, Tim. Also, I love Tim.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.